McQuown took no notice of Sully. He was looking at Bobby. Bobby looked back at him. After a moment, McQuown reached out and turned over the card Bobby had pointed at. It was the Queen of Hearts.
"What the heck?"
Sully cried. Carol clapped excitedly and jumped up and down. Rhonda Hewson squealed and smacked him on the back. "You took him to school that time, Bobby, attaboy!" McQuown gave Bobby a peculiar, thoughtful smile, then reached into his pocket and brought out a fistful of change. "Not bad, son. First time I've been beat all day. But I didn't let myself get beat, that is." He picked out a quarter and a nickel and put them down beside Bobby's 15 cents. "Like to let it ride?" He saw Bobby didn't understand. "Like to go again?" "May I?" Bobby asked Anita Gerber. "Wouldn't you rather quit while you're ahead?" she asked, but her eyes were sparkling and she seemed to have forgotten all about beating the traffic home. "I am going to quit while I'm ahead," he told her. McQuown laughed. "A boasty boy! Won't be able to grow a single chin whisker for another 5 years, but he's a boasty boy already. Well then, boasty Bobby, what do you think? Are we on for the game?"
"Sure," Bobby said. If Carol or Sullyjohn had accused him of boasting, he would have protested strongly. All his heroes, from John Wayne to Lucky Star of the Space Patrol, were modest fellows, the kind to say shucks after saving a world or a wagon train. But he felt no need to defend himself to Mr. McQuown, who was a low man in blue shorts and maybe a card cheater as well. Boasting had been the furthest thing from Bobby's mind. He didn't think this was much like his dad's inside straights, either. Inside straights were all hope and guesswork. Fool's poker, according to Charlie Yearman, the Harwich Elementary janitor who had been happy to tell Bobby everything about the game that S.J. and Denny Rivers hadn't known. But there was no guesswork about this. Mr. McQuown looked at him a moment longer. Bobby's calm confidence seemed to trouble him. Then he reached up, adjusted the slant of his bowler, stretched out his arms and wiggled his fingers like Bugs Bunny before he played the piano at Carnegie Hall in one of the Merry Melodies. "Get on your mark, boasty boy. I'm giving you the whole business this time, from the soup to the nuts." The cards blurred into a kind of pink film. From behind him, Bobby heard Sullyjohn mutter, "Holy crow!" Carol's friend Tina said, "That's too fast," in an amusing tone of prim disapproval. Bobby again watched the cards move, but only because he felt it was expected of him. Mr. McQuown didn't bother with any patter this time, which was sort of a relief.